Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Judah Life Podcast. Yes, sir, King Judah 23 here. Man, you know, I'm going to tell you something right now. People got too much pride. They got too much damn pride. You better clean your slate. If you done somebody wrong, you better apologize now. I'm going to tell you that. The Most High is seeking judgment now. That's just facts. You can sit up there and say, well, I don't believe in a white man's book, and then you'll show me some bullshit with Egyptology or Scientology. I'm going to tell you this, man. People going to have enough mocking the Most High. Welcome here, King Judah 23 here. I'm on Instagram at KINGJUDH23. Also, I'm on YouTube at King Judah 2023, KINGJUDH2023. Also, I'm on Facebook and Twitch as well. But unfortunately, right now, due to me taking care of some professional and some personal business, I won't be on there for a while. But I'll still give it to you. You can still follow it on Facebook and on Twitch at Judah Life, JUDHLYFE. Today we're going to do freestyle. It's just freestyle. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things. But before we do that, let's go into a small music break. His Eyes, here on the Judah Life Podcast. Welcome back to the Judah Light Podcast here, King Judah 23 here. I'm gonna tell you something, man. I'm at a point in my life where things have to change. I'm just gonna talk about me for a minute. I'm at a point in my life where I have to do some serious changing, and I'm not sitting up here, you know, killing people or robbing people or anything like that. But every few years, every 10 years, you're supposed to change. And I think that me being 40 years old now, I have to start changing. I have to start doing different things to get different results. And that's what you're going to have to do too. Every 10 years, every 5-10 years, you have to look at yourself in the mirror. Do you like what you see in the mirror? And don't get me wrong, I'm becoming more spiritual, one with Yah, but it's still something that is missing in my life. You get what I'm saying? And it's the same thing with others, man. Listen, the Most High said in His Word that we're going to fall short of His glory every single day. That's just facts. You're going to fall short of glory every single day. You're gonna do something that Yah is not going to be very, very happy with. Now, don't get me wrong. He sees it, but he may not judge all. You know, he knows where your heart is at. Sometimes you may slip in and say something to somebody that was inappropriate. You know, the Most High don't like that. You know what I'm saying? Meekness and humbleness will inherit the earth. You know, but sometimes, you know, we still in this flesh. We still in this meat suit. And we're gonna screw up, man. We're going to screw up. That's just facts. Okay, we're going to screw up. But I'm telling people right now, you better get your life in order. You better get everything in order. And the reason why I'm saying that is because we're hitting the time where the Most High can pop up at any time. Okay? The Most High said in His Word that we don't know the day nor the hour, but we need to get our slate clean. We need to get our slate clean, people. We need to start saying we're sorry. And I find this more pridefulness. And don't get me wrong, white people will never apologize for slavery. I already have said that on one of my previous episodes. They're not going to apologize because of the benefits that they're getting. But see, they don't understand they're going to serve 1,000 years of slavery with Satan. See, black folks think that when they read that word, they read and say, oh, white people going to serve slavery, that we're going to be the overseers, and we're going to be the ones whooping on them, and we're going to be the ones taking their babies, we're going to be the ones that hang them from trees. No, that's not how it's going to work, man. And so you're jumping the horse before you really read the full entire word. The Most High says that they will serve 1,000 years of slavery under Satan, okay? There's going to be times that they want to die, but they can't die. Because they have made a deal. They made a deal with Satan's children, aka the Jewish people, to be the overseers of black folk. That's just facts. And so they will never apologize for that, because it was financial benefits that was going to their pockets for that. So they will never apologize. Now, you will have some people in John Brown bloodline. If you don't know who John Brown is, we may go over the history and the life of John Brown. But there's only a handful of people that's part of that John Brown bloodline, man. That's just facts. And you're starting to see a lot more people from the John Brown bloodline coming out on social media talking about calling out their race. That's just facts. We are at a time now, people, where we are going to have to really start paying attention. And you know what's so crazy? Even though the Most High is showing you UFOs, the Most High is showing you creatures from the sea. I told you there's life in the water. There's life in the air, right? Even though the Most High is showing you these things, people still think it's fake. People still think everything's a damn joke. And this is our people. I'm going to say this again. Judah think everything is so fucking funny. They think everything is a laugh. Everything is for play. Everything is a joke. Everything is fake. Everything is this. Everything is that. And yet, we're the main one that continue to suffer. How can you explain that? How can you really explain the fact that there are UFOs all of a sudden showing out. The Most High put it in my spirit. Hey, you need to talk about this. Yes, the $5 trillion secret of Israel's $5 trillion secret is very, very important. It's very, very important. But we need to get away from that from right now, because we're not in that time period. This is the time period we're in right now. There's life in the world. There's life in the air. And boom, all of a sudden, now you're starting to see a lot of stuff on videos. Man, what's this creature? What's that creature? The U.S. government just openly admitted that there's UFOs in the sky. Hold on for 1 minute. That lemon water good, man. There's life in the water. There's life in the air. They're telling you, hey, there's UFOs. There are objects that we cannot identify. And yet people still go out here and party. People still going out here vacationing. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's two more people that died in Mexico. I'm going to tell y'all this right here, and we're gonna just leave it at that. The Most High has to be with you when you go to these foreign countries. Let me say this. America has done so much fucking dirt. Okay? Now, I know people going to sit up there and say, oh, man, don't talk about America. Man, fuck America. America has never been a land for Hebrew men, women, and children. And it has never been a land for us. We was brought here to be taught a lesson. Yes, we was here to be taught a lesson. When we came out of Egypt, out of slavery, out of Egypt the sixth time, we were still complaining to the Most High. The Most High said, okay, since you want to continue to complain, since you want to continue to think that this is all a joke and everything like that, what we're going to do is have to be a separation. The separation's already beginning. Think about this. There are so many women dying than men now. It wasn't like that back in our parents' days. Think about that, man. Go back to the 1960s. Go back to 1970s. Go back to the 1980s. It was men that was dying. It was a lot of men that were dying. And leaving the woman with the children. Now it's reverse. Now you have more women that are dying than men. That's just facts. Why? Because we are at a time now where there's going to be a shift. There's going to be a shift, man. It's a shift change going, man. And I'm telling you, if you have any kind of spirituality in you and you have done somebody wrong, I don't give a damn if it was an email. I don't give a damn if it was a text message. Hey, man, I apologize, man. I apologize because I did this and that to you, and you may not accept my apology. You may say, fuck me. That's fine. But guess what? My slate is clean with Yahweh. Because I'm telling you, when you go up to see him, when it's time for judgment, you're going to tell the whole entire truth. It's coming right out your mouth. In your mind, you don't want to tell Yahweh, but your mouth is going to speak it on out, because the Most High knows who you are. That's just facts. So for you to sit up there and think that this is a joke, this is for play, this is that, you continue to think that, and you are going to die thinking like that. This is why I said in our last episode, people really do think that they can say everything to you and there's not going to be no repercussions. Let them niggas go. Don't go to war. Don't go no back and forth. Just leave their ass alone, because Yahweh is going to have something to say to them. Yahweh knows what you're doing every single day. Yahweh knows when you get up in the morning what you think. You can hide that shit from your wife. You can hide that shit from your kids. You can hide that shit from your co-workers. You can hide that shit from your neighbor next door. You can hide all that shit. But guess what? You cannot hide from Yahweh. That's just facts. But there's going to be a shift that's going to start. See, Satan knows that his time is sort of coming to an end. So he's trying to do any and everything. That's just facts, guys. Let's just keep it all the way real. He's going to try to do any and everything he possibly can. Let me say that one more time for the people in the back. Beep, beep, right? The Most High is going to try to do it everything possible to make sure that you don't prosper, because his time is up. His time is slowly coming up. Why you think now all of a sudden the World Health Organization, they want to get everybody a vaccine passport? They want to know if you've been vaccinated or not. They want to know this. They want to know that. Now all of a sudden, now you're seeing more and more people in the government starting to be found out for who they really are. Because Satan's time is up. Yahweh is coming. But Yahweh is going, but listen, I'm gonna tell you this right now. He's coming, but he's not coming right away. So I'm so tired of hearing people say, man, I wish he'll come. Come on, come, man. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of paying bills. Do you think we all want to pay bills? I'm tired of paying bills too. Shit. I'm tired of paying bills. But guess what? We got to continue to pay them until Yahweh comes. Until something happens. Now all of a sudden Saudi Arabia and Iran and all these other nations in the Middle East, they want to go to a dollarless society. It's coming to America. Satan knows his time is up, and he is doing everything possible to destroy this place. But he knows he could only do but so much. Listen to me. But he could only do so much. He could do only so much because the Most High controls all. That's why it kills me when you see the Coast Guard and these other nations' Coast Guards and stuff like that. Man, you can't control the damn water. Yahweh controls the water. He's the president of the water. He's the president of the air. He's the president of all this shit. Ready to be honest with you. You try to have a damn Coast Guard. Well, we overseeing this and we overseeing that. You ain't overseeing shit. Man, please. If Luna popped her head up right now, you're shitting your damn pants. That's why, man. I'm gonna tell you this, guys. And I'm gonna go to another topic. That's why you got to stay prayed up, man. Because man is always trying to do some shit. Man is always trying to come up with some shit that he can control. You can't control this, man. You can't control Yahweh coming, man. You can't control this. But guess what? Before Yahweh comes, there's going to be famine. See, this is why I'm saying this right now, and I'm calling it out for why I'm seeing it right now. There's going to be famine. There's going to be a race war. The chip is going to come out. The Antichrist is going to come out. All this stuff is going to come out before Yahweh shows up. All this. He said in his word that all this shit should happen. The Most High said, I change not. He ain't going to change because it's 2023. First of all, we're not even really in 2023. See, man, I'm going to tell you something, man. I could blow your whole entire head up. Just think about that. This ain't 2023. Are you fucking kidding me? We way past 2023. But we're going to give them what they give us, right? Okay, you think the Most High is going to sit up there and change his world? Well, you know, it's 2023. You know, they got Twitter and Instagram and TikTok. I guess I will change a little bit what I'm going to do. Man, please. The Most High said, I change not. So you will be a damn fool to continue to think that you can control this, that somehow Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, whoever that whole name is, and these other presidents of these other nations, they can control shit. Man, please, they can't control nothing. Yahweh controls it all. Satan gonna have to reveal that the COVID vaccine is poisonous. The zombie apocalypse. That's going to happen. All this stuff is going to happen. and niggas still running around thinking everything's a fucking joke. I'm telling you, these gonna be the main people gonna cry for FEMA. Where's FEMA? Where's FEMA? My kid ain't eating 2 weeks. You haven't prepared shit. You ain't got one dehydrated food in your damn cabinet. You ain't got one case of water in your damn cabinet. But you think you good. You go out here, oh, I'm going to Jamaica, I'm going to Cancun, I'm going to the Bahamas, and you spend all that damn money, and guess what? Satan is going to reveal himself. Satan is going to shut this bitch down. I'm telling you. And then you ass out, you don't have no damn dehydrated food, you don't have nothing, you don't have nothing saved. You have no gas saved. Oh yeah, by the way, you need to get some gas saved too. That's just facts. You need to get some gas saved. You ain't got a power generator. You ain't got shit. You just ass out. You just on your ass right now. And guess what? The Most High I'm mad for that. Because a lot of you cats, all you give a damn is material shit. That's all you give a damn about. How much is my bank account? Yeah, let me check my bank account. Let me go online. Yeah, $100,295.33. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, nigga. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, and I got an upcoming deposit coming up tomorrow, nigga. Yeah, nigga. That's all you care about is your money. What's gonna happen when these world governments come together and say we're gonna do a cashless society? The only way you can even eat, the only way you can even pay your bill, the only way you can even breathe if you take this damn chip. How many of you niggas gonna take that chip? A lot of you gonna take that chip. 90-95%. I'm calling it out right now. And majority of these people gonna be Christians. Woo! Wait a minute, King Judah. What do you mean? You mean Christians gonna take the chip? Yes, sir. They took the COVID vaccine, didn't they? See the COVID vaccine was a test. See Yahweh wanted to give. See, we're gonna get real here today. COVID was nothing but a test of people's faith. Okay? COVID, if it was up to Satan, it was up to man, it would have wiped out 80% of the population. But it did not do it. Because Yahweh is still in control. Come on. He's still in control. Even with a pandemic, a plandemic, with a vicious virus coming out, Yahweh is still in control. He said, okay, you only going to take this many people here. And that's it. You're not going to take out 100 million people. You're not taking out 300 million people. You're not taking out 500 million people. You're not going to do that. You are going to take this many people out, and that's it. And the only reason why I'm letting you do that is because I want to see the faith of all these pastors and all these Christian folk talking about shala la 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 and shake their damn dreads and shake their weave and go fall on the floor like a damn buffoon. But the moment... See, well, we real here. But the moment it's time for action, the moment it's time for you to step up, the moment to show your faith, what you do, you took the COVID vaccine. And so it's nothing to everybody else now when these world governments come together and say, we're going to do a cashless society. We don't want cash no more. Burn all the damn cash. Freeze everybody's bank accounts. It's coming, man. It's coming. It's already coming. The Seneca Valley Bank in California just shut down. They just shut down. Just all of a sudden, it shut down. Boom. Shut down. You don't think that's going to happen to Bank of America? You don't think it's going to happen to Chase Bank? You don't think that's going to happen to Regions Bank? You don't think it's going to happen to this bank or that bank? You don't think it's going to happen to these banks? Are you out your mind? Banks is only good for transactions. That's it. Don't have all your damn money in these damn bank accounts. I'm telling you that I'm calling this out right now as we say it right now. I'm calling it out. Do not have all your damn money in these banks is stupid. Don't have all your money in these banks. You put the money in the account, you have a deposit in your account, and you make transactions. You pay your bills with it. You go do this with it. If you have a business, you got to do a business transaction with it. It's only for transactions. It's not to keep your money in the net so you can be rich one day. It is not meant for that. These banks don't have the money. Yes, I'm telling you, banks don't have the money. They take your money and invest with it. Do you know that? Did you know that every time, okay, see we about to get real here today. Why do you think these banks offer you, oh, if you get an account with us, we'll put $100 in your account instantly when you open an account with us? Because they're going to make that offer you and more. They take the money from your account, and if you leave it there, let's say first you have $300,000 in the bank, in your savings account. Let's say first you have $300,000, right? They gonna take $100,000, but on your side it's still showing $300,000. But they really took $100,000 of your money and went into the stock market, and they invested in the stock market and they made $2.5 million, $3.5 million off your $100,000. Then they take your $100,000, put it right back in the bank, and they made a profit, and they can do that. That's legal. And you guys still trusting these banks? These banks are going to shut down. One day it's going to be a national news. Going to be like, all the banks shut down. Boom, just like that. Nobody has no more money. What you going to do then? Huh? What you going to do? What the fuck are you going to do? You going to panic? You going to go to these banks? It's going to be long lines at these banks. They're going to try to bang the doors. They're going to try to do everything. But there's nothing you can do about it because you put the money in these banks. There's nothing you can do about it. Banks is only good for transactions. You put the money in the account and you do transactions within the account. That's it. It's not meant for you to keep all the money in the account. That's stupid. It's stupid as hell for you to do that. You gotta be smarter, man. You gotta start using your brain, man. Everybody works together. The banks work with the government. The government work with the banks. Why do you think it's so heavily regulated? Come on, let's talk. You think these banks gonna be standing around and the government don't have no piece of it? That's ridiculous. No, they're gonna have their hands in these damn banks. They're gonna have their hands in it. That's just facts. You'll be a damn fool to sit up there and take all your money. Come on. You're going to take all your money. I'm going to put $300,000 in savings. I'm going to spend about $2,000, and I'm going to leave about $50,000 in the checking account. Man, come on, man. And then all of a sudden, when they're breaking news, all banks are closed, all accounts have been seized. What? Hell no, they ain't going to take my damn money. I'm telling you, things are coming fast. They're going to come fast in a hurry. There's another pandemic that's about to happen. See, all this stuff's going to happen here. You think Yahweh is going to show up and say, okay, my children, rapture up like Christians think that? Man, bullshit. You're going to have to go through some things, man. You're going to have to go through some things. You're going to have to go through famine. You're going to have to go through, you're going to be like, man, somebody just kill me now. It's going to get to that point. I'm telling you. Somebody just kill me now. You're going to have the zombie apocalypse. That's coming. People don't even really want to talk about that. The zombie apocalypse is coming. It's coming, guys. I know you guys don't believe, but it's coming. You're going to have people just, all of a sudden, man, Is that Shortberry Storm Stump? Is that man there? Why the hell he looking all crazy? Why he took that person and started eating on him? Because he took the COVID vaccine. Because he took the COVID vaccine. That's why. Satan going to have to. Listen. Right now, the WHO, the CDC, the world government, they don't want to reveal it right now. They don't want to reveal it. Why? They ain't going to reveal it. Why? Why are they not going to reveal it? Because it's not time yet. Satan still have a little bit of time. Just a little bit of time. Not that much, but just a little bit of time. That's all. He has a little bit of time. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. And he's going to use every last bit of it. He's going to use every last bit of it, man. Do you think Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, do you think they're human? See, I know you, man, King Julius, man, you talking about these banks, you talking about these world governments, you talking about all that. Wait a minute, too much, I know it's too much for you. Because your spirit's not right. People that are spiritual, they know what the hell I'm talking about. They know exactly what I'm talking about right now. They understand, they know. They're not slow. Do you think Joe Biden, do you think Kamala Harris, do you think the president of Canada, do you think the prime minister, whoever the fuck that they call them motherfuckers out there, do you think the prime minister of Australia, the president of all these world governments, do you think they're human? No. These are demigods. These are fucking clones, man. Yes, sir. They are. And so they follow one person, and that's Satan. That's it. They follow one person only, and that's Satan. The top two, the 3% bankers, they work for Satan. These entertainers, they work for Satan. Yes, everybody works for Satan. If you got any kind of clout, any kind of fame, fortune, or whatever like that, you are working for Satan. That's facts. Satan not going to let you play his playground without playing ball with him. That's just facts here, man. And let me say this too. And I know I said I'm not going to talk about this girl no more. But every single time I say something about this girl and I end it, guess what? Something new come up with this girl. Now all of a sudden, Gorilla and what's that nigga named? Finesse two times. They was involved. Their concert, it was a stampede of their concert. You don't think that was a Satan ritual? Come on. That's a ritual. And you still think everything's so damn funny. You still think, man, they so crazy. Man, look at them. Man, come on, man. They ain't no ritual. They ain't no, man, come on, man. Man, what you want from McDonald's, dog? Everybody still think this is a joke. But the joke is going to be on you. Woo! Come on. The joke is going to be on you. I'm going to say that again. The joke is going to be on you. Yes, sir. The joke is going to be on you. You. That's all I got to say. That's all I gotta say. When Satan reveals this stuff to everybody, everybody gonna stand there and be like, what? What is that? But you know what's so sad? 80 to 90% of people still gonna believe it's fake. Joe Biden could say right now, I'm an actual clone. And he could pull his damn mask off and show the creature that he is underneath. And people still think it's fake because people are not spiritual. This is why the Most High said in his word, there has to be a separation. Yes, sir, there has to be a separation from the one-third from the two-thirds. There has to be a separation. He can't continue to go through this same path with people who don't understand what the fuck's going on. You still got black folks sitting up here talking about, man, Gunner, he out here snitching, dog, man. Man, who gives a shit if he snitched or not? Who gives a fuck? Is that going to put money in your pocket? Are your kids going to benefit from it? Come on, let's talk today. Let's talk. Come on, let's talk today. Are your kids going to benefit from that? Talking about nonsense, talking about bullshit, talking about, man, she got a big old booty. This is the stuff that we continue to talk about in our neighborhoods, people. I was talking to a brother on Instagram. He thinks everything's so fucking funny. And I'm sitting up here like, this is what y'all talk about for real? Man, your page is kind of dry, dog. Your page kind of dry. See, they think it's all about followers and how much content you really have. That's what they really do think. But I gave my King Judah 23 page on Instagram. Ooh. But see, here's the thing. He ain't gonna go on my page. He's not. He ain't gonna follow and subscribe to that. You know why? Because it's too much real shit on that platform. See, we're not talking about Gucci Man and how much ice that we wearing. We ain't talking about Nicki Minaj and how big her booty is. We ain't talking about the Migos and they gonna get back on Jay Prince and all. Man, we ain't thinking about none of that. We're thinking about this life in the water. We're thinking about this life in the air. We're thinking about getting our freedom. Getting our true freedom. Do you understand that everybody in this world is a fucking slave? Come on, let's talk today. Let's talk. You think because you got your passport that you consider free? You are a slave. You are a slave. Yes, you are a slave. You are a bona fide slave. I don't give a damn. You white as the driven snow. You are a slave. Slavery didn't just end with black folks. Everybody is still a slave to this day. Do you know you have an isolated trust? See, this is the thing that we need to start talking about here. Do you know you have an isolated trust? Do you know the moment you came out your mother's pussy? Do you know that you was an instant millionaire? Come on, let's talk. Hold on, let me get some lemon water. As soon as you came out your mother's womb, you was a millionaire. But why we don't talk about this? Why we don't discuss these types of things? Because guess what? We are easily to be distracted. We are so easily to be distracted. Yes, we are easily to be distracted out here. We don't think, damn. This is what's going on. That's what's going on. When you claim you're a U.S. citizen, you're a slave. You're a federal employee. Whoa. What? I never worked for the government all my life. You are a federal employee. You know why you're a federal employee? Because you got something that everybody has. It's called a Social Security card. Ooh. If you got a Social Security card, you are a federal employee. Yes, sir, you are a federal employee. But why we don't talk about these things? Because people rather talk about turning up, going on vacation, screwing, drinking, getting high, talking about this, talking about that. They ain't talking about anything. They're not talking about nothing. Why we don't talk about the world passport? See the thing we need to start talking about here. The World Service Authority in Washington, D.C. They issue out world passports. They will issue a world passport to anyone. It don't make sense that you don't have a damn passport. Why we don't talk about changing our status? from being a U.S. citizen to a state national. Do you know that when you, whatever state you were born in, you are considered a national? Right now, I'm so angry at myself. Now I got my son's Social Security card, but if I would have knew this when my son was first born, I would never gave myself a Social Security card. He would never got one. That's facts. He would never got a Social Security card. When you was a kid, you was a nationalist. But once you got stuff like ID cards, Social Security cards, you became a federal employee. You became a state employee. See, we don't talk about these types of things because it's not interesting. See, if we were talking about Offset and Quavo, they got in the fight at the Grammys. See, now everybody named mom will be calling in on this show right now talking about, yeah, man, I don't know what, but homeboy tripping, man. Man, we don't give a shit about that, man. They sold their souls already. Who's out here worried about some damn amigos? Please. Niggas still talking about the Super Bowl. I'm a football fan. I like sports. Don't get me wrong. I like sports. But I know that shit is rigged now. I know it's rigged. The NFL is no different from the WWE. That's just facts, man. You're a damn fool. You keep talking about some damn, oh man, shit, well. Man, I mean, that was good Super Bowl, man. That was, man, they cheated. Man, please. We don't keep talking about no damn NFL. I don't give a damn about that. All of them sold their souls. The one who got the real money. That's facts. Come on, man. You don't think Steph Curry's a robot. Ooh, man, wait a minute, King Judah, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. You going through the, wait a minute, Steph Curry's a robot? Yeah, Steph Curry's a robot. LeBron James is a robot. All these guys are robots. Didn't I show you on my King Julius 23 IG page? Did I not show you that LeBron James was watching his clone play? Come on. That's LeBron James. Every time I'm talking about, man, he looked like LeBron, but that ain't LeBron, man. Y'all tripping, man. Y'all tripping too damn much, man. That's LeBron James, bruh. Y'all think everything's a damn joke. Everything is so fake. Okay, you keep believing that. Keep believing that this stuff is fake, man. Keep believing. But Yahweh is showing everybody he's coming. He's showing everybody that he is coming. He is who he is. So let me tell you something. Eventually, there's going to be no more need for Judah Light Podcast. There's going to be no more need for Yashka Karaz Podcast, Ashala Radio, or Brother Calvin, or Brother or Sister Malisha, I believe. There's going to be no more of these shows. We're not going to be needed. Everything's going to be every single day on the news. You're going to be like, damn, what's that? Man, what's going on here? What? Man, they... What, huh? Yes. We ain't got to the damn purge yet. Yes, that's coming. They're going to allow everybody to start killing one another legally. I'm telling you, it's coming. They have to put it in the movies. They have to put it in your music videos. They have to put it in, they have to put it in the books. For the people who fucking read. They have to put it in front of you first. They have to show you before they do it. One of those alphabet boys, I believe it was the CIA. The CIA put out a 300-page document stating how they're going to defend against zombie apocalypse. Why would the CIA talk about the damn zombie apocalypse and the shit ain't gonna fucking happen? Because they already know they put the shit in you already. Y'all niggas still go out here and eat. You niggas still go out here and go to McDonald's. You niggas eating human meat. Yes, McDonald's serve human meat. I know it's too much for you guys right now. I know it's too much. I know it is. I know I'm, man, what? Wait a minute. What? McDonald's serve human meat? Yes, they serve human meat. Man, all I'm going to say is this. You better get right with the Most High. You better get right with the Most High. And I know I'm all over the place right now, but guess what? We do a freestyle, so guess what? We're gonna talk about anything and everything. Yes, sir. We're gonna talk about everything and everything. It's time to start getting our health in order. It's time to start talking about clean food versus dead food. We need to start talking about how can we as a society keep each other healthy. We need to start talking about these things. We don't talk about enough of these things here. All we talk about is traveling and turning up and getting drunk and getting high and doing this and doing that. We're not talking about, man, we need to start stocking up in case things get ugly out here. We don't talk about that because it's not interesting to most of these niggas. All these niggas want to do is be entertained. And these will be the same people that are going to call out FEMA. I'm telling you that. Mark my word when I say this to you right now. These are going to be the same niggas that are going to go out here and go, where FEMA, man? Where FEMA at, man? Where FEMA at, man? I haven't ate in 3 weeks, man. My kid ain't in a month. Always throw your damn kids under the bus. But you went out here, you went to Jamaica 3 times, you went to Israel, you went to the Bahamas, you went here, you went there, you travel all over the world, and you stuck in front of everybody on Instagram, and you try to make everybody feel like that you above them because you can travel to these certain places, but you don't have an ounce of food to eat. Come on, where's the common sense in that? Come on, let's talk. What's the common sense in that? It don't make no sense that you travel all around the world and when shit gets ugly, you don't have a case of water. And now you want to knock on my door talking about, man, my kids haven't eaten, they haven't drank anything in the last 2. Man, who gives a shit? Slam. Just like that. Don't even open the fucking door. I'm telling you, this is going to come. It's going to come. Everybody who think everything's a damn joke on Instagram and they laughing and you see him fall and look at his shoes. What are those? These are going to be the same niggas going to be crying on Instagram. Man, somebody, Joe Biden, Trump, somebody, man. Please, somebody, bro. Somebody help a brother out, man. I'm hurting, man. I'm hurting, bro. I'm hurting out here, man. I'm hurting. My kids are hurting, bro. Man, damn your kids. Because you didn't properly prepare. Because you didn't properly do what you had to do as a human being. Now you want to throw your kids under the bus. Please. The Most High has to be with you. Anyway, going back to what I was saying earlier, we all slaves. You need to learn what a straw man is. Yes, these are things that we need to start understanding and learning. What's a straw man? I'm not going to give it to you. See, some things I have to tell you, you have to research on your own, because if I give you everything, if I tell you everything, guess what? You're not going to learn nothing. You're just piggybacking off what I'm doing. You piggybacking off my research. Come on, let's talk, man. You need to learn what a straw man is. You need to learn a difference between a state citizen and a state national. You need to understand what's the duties of being a state national in your state. You need to understand what the benefits of being a state national, what the disadvantages of being a state national. There's really no disadvantage. I'm just saying you still need to research that. You need to understand what the difference between getting a state national passport card versus the book. When you get the book, you still are considered a citizen because it does not tell the difference besides a barcode between a nationalist and a citizen. But you can get your passport card. The passport card would say 5 stars. You're a nationalist. You need to go research what websites, what programs will help you with your paperwork to become a state national. I'm working on that right now. I ordered my world passport. I already ordered my world passport, and I already ordered my packet. The people that are doing my packet, they're behind right now. So they're gonna be a little bit past with the time frame they said they were gonna be. That's fine. The Most High says I'll let you know when you can have it. See, you can order all this stuff here, and guess what? It's still in the Most High's hands if he has his hands on you tonight. Whew. That's real, man. That is absolutely real. But you need to learn, because we're all slaves, and stop with the black and white shit. I don't give a damn about the black and white shit. We are all considered slaves in this fucking country. We're really given the corporations free labor, man. I ain't giving no free labor. I get paid $100,000 a year. Do you really, nigga? Do you know that when you sign a W-2 or W-4 form, that you give Amazon or wherever your employer is the consent to be your fiduciary? Do you understand that? Do you really understand that? And see, I'm gonna tell you something. I think I'm gonna do that on a later podcast. What I'm talking about, all the stuff I'm talking about right now. When you sign a W-2 or W-4 form, you give the corporation that just hired you the fiduciary, the legal right to go into your trust and pull out the money from your trust that equals your rate, your wage. You already are a multimillionaire. You already you may be damn near a billionaire, be honest with you. We all millionaires, man. But we don't talk about these things here. Why? Man, that should make my head hurt. Boy, please. But talking about Cardi B, talking about Megan Thee Stallion, that'll make your head hurt, right? Do you know Megan Thee Stallion is a man? But we'll move on. You give them the legal right to go into your trust and pull the money out. And meanwhile, while you thinking that you are working so hard for the money, you make $100,000, all you did was give corporations free labor in exchange for some money, which is your money any fucking way. Yes. Do you know when you pay, do you know with taxes, the refund, you all you did was overpay in taxes, that's all you did. That's really your money they're giving to you. They're giving your own money out of your own trust. Come on. What? Okay, let me ask you a question. When you go to a store, right? Let's say you bought some ice cream, right, for you and your kids. And you have a $20 bill, and the whole bill comes up to $14, right? You overpaid by giving them the $20. What do they do in return? They give you the change, $6. That'll be $6 and change. Why? If you really thinking like that, okay, why does it take the IRS 3 weeks to go and deposit the money into your account? If you already overpaid in taxes already, what's the big fucking deal, right? Just give me my money right now. They have to go into your trust. They have to go into the treasury and go into your trust and pull the money out of your trust. Then they can give it to you. And the people in the treasury right now, it's short staff right now. That's why it's taking so long for you to get your damn refund. But let's be all the way honest here. That's really your fucking money pulling out your damn trust anyway. See, we're not talking about these things. See, we so brain dead talking about damn celebrities and all these other people here, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Who gives a shit? They pedophiles anyway. They slaves. Just because Beyonce and Jay-Z make $24 million for one fucking show, you don't think they're slaves? They have to do... There are so many people. There are women right now on this planet, on from around the world. It don't matter. I don't give a damn if Mexico or Haiti. I don't give a damn. There are women right now that's way more talented than Beyonce. Way more talented. And can really fucking sing. Beyonce can't sing. Let's just keep it all the way 100. Beyonce can't sing. But we'll move on. They're beautiful. Women are all around the world. They're beautiful and they can sing. And they're entertaining. Why they don't get the shot? Because they are not going to do the same things Beyonce is going to do. They're not going to watch women, children get molested. They're not going to watch children get sacrificed and then drink their blood and drink their urine and eat feces. They're not willing to do all that. The industry is rigged. They're going to bring in the people that is going to play ball with Satan. That's facts. Don't let these motherfuckers tell you, all you got to do is work hard, man. You'll make it. Okay. Whatever. I ain't black. I'm OJ, right? Anyway, we're done for today. We're done. I know I said a whole lot of stuff today, man. But you know what? I think times like this here, we need to talk about these things, man. We need to start talking about random things here, man. For real. But anyway, we will, like I said, I'm going to come up, I'm going to do these podcasts here on Spotify. I apologize to my listeners. I'm not getting my Twitch or my YouTube together, my Facebook together. But I'm always going to be on IG. I still have content on IG. I'm going to put some more fresh content on IG very, very soon anyway. So that's what we're going to be doing. Hold for one minute. I'm sorry. Okay. So I'm getting my businesses together. I'm rebuilding my businesses since my wife passed away. With the economy and everything like that, I had to shut down my business for a little bit. And that's the reason why I was able to go so hard on so many shows and had a whole lot of shows in the catalog in a very short time, because I had enough time to do these things. But now I'm getting back to running to rebuilding my businesses, so I'll have enough time to do all my podcasts obligations and then do all that. That's going to be too much. I'm just one human being, so please forgive me. I'm going to make it up to you guys soon enough. Trust me, when I get everything put together, I will make it up to you guys. Okay. Please follow me on Instagram at KingJudah23, K-I-N-G, J-U-D-A-H 23, okay? Peace and favor to you, because we know the Most High gives favor, Satan blesses. Peace and one love.